So now I want to continue talking about pre-launch content. So we're going to shift from PDFs to talking about video, and specifically screen capture video in this case. So this launch we're going to take a look at now is a launch for a membership site bootcamp. This was a launch that I did for clients. It was done last summer. We did $1.76 million within 1 week. So it was a highly successful launch, way beyond what anyone thought we would be able to do. My two clients were Tim Kerber and Ryan Lee, and they were basically unknown. They weren't big name gurus. You know, Tim Kerber did have a business selling membership site software, and Ryan Lee had spoke at one event at Yonex Underground event. But I mean, if you think about it, Yonex Underground event is for underground people, people that are unknown. So just by being there, it shows you the extent that he was essentially unknown. Now, both these guys had a good story. They both have successful membership sites, and I was convinced they had a good product. So the big challenge was first of all getting people excited about membership sites, and also introducing those guys to the market and making sure they were taken seriously. And this product launch did a fantastic job of that. Now, since the product included a bunch of video, we thought it only made sense to use video as part of the pre-launch. So I'm going to show you this first video we came out with. Now, so the product, just to be totally clear, was a home study course, home study slash coaching program. So they would get CDs and DVDs. They would also get an ongoing coaching component to the program. And so a membership site is basically any site where people pay to be a part of the site, to be able to access the site. So you could have a site that, you know, has a monthly membership that costs $8 or $10 or $30 or $100 or $300. It doesn't matter. These membership sites could be any kind of niche. Hobby niches are great for it. You know, it could be crochet. It could be growing tomatoes. It could be training horses. Or it could be a business site. It could be any number of things. So this is a home study course that taught people how to have how to create and profit from those membership sites. So the interesting thing here, or one interesting thing, was that I actually, so we all got together for this launch and talked about what we could do for the pre-launch. Well, you know, and to me, it was immediately evident that the big hook we wanted to lead with was just how much money people were making from these membership sites. Because a lot of people thought, you know, don't realize how big a business this is and what a great business it is to have people paying you month after month after month. And so it just so happened that with Tim Kerber owning this membership site software program, that he had access to all kinds of proof of just how well people were doing with these sites. And he could get permission to share this proof. So so we definitely decided that the biggest hook, the biggest thing that's good, the most impactful thing, the shock and awe that we could come out with would be the high earnings. So, you know, we put together, we sort of talked about a script. I didn't actually write a script for this one, but I walked through the script of, you know, just talking on the telephone of what I thought we should do. Then Tim and Ryan went off and created this video. Now, when I saw the video, I said, that's not quite good enough. And I gave them some hints. And then they went back and tried it again. I again said that that's close. It's much better, but it's not quite there. So tighten it up one more time. And then they went back and ended up with the finished product. So I actually have both the intro video and the final video that we ended up with. And so I can actually show them to you and show you the differences between them. Now, I'm not going to run through the entire videos for you, but I thought it would be instructional to sort of see the before and after. Now, remember, the before had my input already, but, you know, it didn't have my input until into the complete script. And so here, this is the before video. Now, one thing I want to point out right away is the length of this video. If I just grab this and scroll through it, you can see it's a 15 minute and 33 second video. And that struck me as being a little too long for the amount of content we covered, for the type of content, because you don't want to bore people. I mean, this isn't the deal where the longest video wins. You want to be as quick and snappy as entertaining as possible. So the video we ended up with, I'm going to show you right here. This is the video we ended up with. And this one was 9 minutes and 55 seconds. So we were able to cut out 5 minutes and 38 seconds out of the video. So, and basically not lose much in the way of content. So that's the first lesson, is you want to, just because you can make these videos really long, doesn't mean you do want to make them really long. You want every piece of the video to serve the video and keep the viewer engaged. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the play button here. And now there is some noise. There's like some chirps and stuff in this video. And I'm not exactly sure where that's coming from. I don't have complete control. I mean, this is what I've got, and I thought I would show it to you, and it's still instructional, even though there's some noise artifacts in it. So I'm going to hit the play button.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim Kerber.
And this is Ryan Lee from Membership Site Bootcamp. And Tim and I have put together a whole series of videos to help you guys understand all about membership sites. For those of you who don't know me, I currently run about 50 different membership sites, all in the area of fitness, health, and personal training. So basically, I've started from scratch. I started my parents' basement a couple of years ago, built my first membership site, and you know, I've done pretty well for myself. I was featured on the cover of Millionaire Blueprints magazine. I've spoke at some big industry events like Yannick Silver, his underground event, and I'm speaking at Dan Kennedy's Info Marketing Summit. So I've done a lot of, I've had a lot of success in the fitness market. And again, I have not taught people before how to make money with membership sites. I do things strictly in my niche, my small niche markets of strength and conditioning and improving your vertical jump, all things you wouldn't think about in terms of membership sites. But I've done really well for myself, enjoying my life, and I have a great partner here, Tim Kerber. Tim, why don't you introduce yourself?
My experience in membership sites, I run a membership software company called Membergate. And after about 7+ years, we have over 400 membership sites, and I oversee the support and installation and launching of all of them. We're considered the Rolls Royce, I would say, the membership site solutions. And I also run a very popular membership site myself called Membership Site Owner. I'll be candid with you here. The main goal for
Okay, so we're now 1 minute and 32 seconds into this thing, and we haven't, there's no value proposition whatsoever. They're basically credentializing themselves. They're talking about, they've basically introduced themselves at 1 minute and 32. And so I'm going to walk forward here a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and
the amount of misinformation that's being perpetuated out there, a lot of them by these so-called membership site gurus. Far majority of their advice is questionable at best, and I think some of them just read a book about being a membership site owner as opposed to, you know, actually running and seeing membership sites and seeing the ones that are doing very successful. So we're going to share with you some of that right now.
Yeah.
So here we are, 2 minutes and 8 seconds, and they're doing some of the us versus them, the selling against the gurus. And that's good. That's a good hook, but it's not a good thing to lead with in here. And especially, I mean, we're getting into it at more than two minutes into this thing. And we still haven't gotten to that hook that I identified as, like, you can make a ton of money with this stuff. So let's keep on walking forward.
Yeah, and I want to just chime in for a second, Tim. What I know about behind the scenes, some of these quote-unquote gurus who talk about membership sites, is what they'll do is they'll, you know, get all their internet marketing buddies together, do a big launch of a new membership site. Maybe they'll get 1,000 members within the first week or two, paying, you know, $20 or $30 a month. So then all of a sudden they made 20 or 30 grand the first month, but what they don't tell you is the 50 or 80% drop off the next month, and a year later they're not even running the site anymore. And then they start teaching how to get thousands of people paying you $20 or $30 a month. And again, all they're doing is setting up sites, teaching you.
So at this point, we're still not really going anywhere. We're 2 minutes and 40 seconds into this thing. I'm going to walk it forward some. Okay, here we are at 4 minutes and 21 seconds. Show me the money.
say, one member a day at $20 per month, which is definitely achievable. I know Ryan generally gets many members to his sites per day, and I do as well, but we'll keep it real conservative here. So one member at $20 a month, so you're $500 per month, and factoring in an aggressive 20% dropout rate. So say six members drop out.
And again, I'm really sorry for the bad audio and all the chirps and the audio artifacts that are in this video. But I do think it's, and I'll just wrap up with this video in just a sec. But I just wanted to show that here we are, 4 minutes and 39 seconds, and we're just starting to now get into the business model. So that's when I said that we got to take this back to the drawing board and make this start off a lot faster, a lot sharper, and get people interested, get them hooked right away. Okay, so here's the video that we ended up with, the video we reshot. So I'm just going to go ahead and start playing that. Okay, so you can see right off we have a fancy intro. That's a flash intro that was put together, and I think that Tim spent somewhere in the vicinity of $100 to get that done, so it wasn't terribly expensive. I think he had it got it done at rentacoder.com. That's rentacoder.com. So let's keep going here.
Hi, everybody. This is Tim Kerber.
And this is Ryan Lee, and we have a great video for you today. This video is going to cover the business model of membership sites and what we believe is the absolute perfect business model. And you're also going to see live financials from actual membership sites. These are not trumped-up, made-up internet marketing sites. These are actual real-world working examples of membership sites, and you'll see exactly how much money they're making. Now, you'll notice a box below, and we're going to be releasing more and more.
Okay, so you can see they started off right away talking more about the business model and telling people that they're going to see real-world sites and real-world numbers. So, you know, that we're, you know, 25, 30 seconds in, and they're already talking about real-world stuff. And instead of doing a big, long introduction, and of that 25 or 30 seconds, you know, the first 5 or 6 seconds was that flash video. So this video, we're getting right to the point a lot faster. So let's continue.
Video clips, including exclusive footage from our recent membership site bootcamp. So just enter in your information below, and we're going to send you links to these videos. Now, you can only see these when you opt into this list. It's important for you to know why you'd be paying attention to Tim and myself.
Okay, so right away there was a call to action in the first 45 seconds to go ahead and opt in on the page. They talked about you get videos, including exclusive clips from their $2,500 live event. So right away there's some benefit and a call to action to subscribe. This page has only got the video, but this was done as a full squeeze page with a headline up here and then a subscription box down here. So let's keep on going.
Quickly, my background is I went from a physical education teacher in the South Bronx to a millionaire. I run almost 50 different membership sites, all in the health and fitness markets, in the health and fitness and sports training industries. And I live the life of my dreams. I get to spend as much time as I want with my wife and my two young children. I can work from the beach. I work from the bookstore. I have a little office. And it's just a great life. And membership sites are definitely the way to go. And now, Tim, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Ryan. Again, my name is Tim Kerber, and I run a membership software company called Membergate. We are going into our 8th year setting up membership sites for our clients. We have over 400, approaching 500 clients right now running Membergate. So that gives me full access to all the behind the scenes. I provide support for them. I help them get going. I help them launch the site. I see everything, who's doing what well, and what tactics those sites are using. Additionally, I also run a very popular membership site called Membership Site Owner, and members of that site are sharing tactics as well as far as what's working for them on their own membership sites. As we're going to show you these videos here, I think it's important to dive right in and show you.
Okay, so now we're at the show me the money portion, and we're 2 minutes in instead of 4 minutes and 21 seconds. So we made it a lot punchier, and we got to the good stuff a lot faster.
tell you what's of most interest to you, I would imagine, is what is the income potential. We're going to show you some real numbers from sites that we recorded this very morning. So these are not made-up numbers. These are not made-up sites. These are actual sites that I've gotten permission from. In this case, they are Membergate sites because that's my sphere of influence with Membergate owners, obviously. These site owners gave me full permission to show these. They did ask for a level of anonymity because they don't want competitors jumping in when they see how profitable some of them are. But these are, in fact, legitimate sites. This one particular site, you'll see the date up here, so it is in fact very current. This site.
So here we got in, we're 2 minutes 34 seconds in, and we're already showing financials from live sites. Now in the other one at 4:21 we had that show me the money clip, but we didn't even get into financials at that point. Then we started talking about monthly recurring income and this, that, and the other thing. Here we're hitting people right away with proof and authority right off the bat. And we're, probably 4, 5, 6 minutes ahead of that other video. So let's go forward and see how he establishes the proof and the authority here.
Site is at about $4,500 for the month. So they're going to break $5,000 easy for the month. And this is a great example of what I call a hands-off site. I know the site owner, and the amount of work that goes into this particular site is very minimal. I'd say probably a couple hours a month for this particular site.
Tim, let me just interrupt you just for 1 second here. Over $5,000 a month, which some people may be like, oh, $5,000 a month, that isn't that much. But if you think about it, working a few hours a month, 2 or 3 hours a month, $5,000 a month would pay for pretty much your mortgage on a house that costs about $1 million. I mean, that could be life-changing. That comes to about $60,000 a year, which is more than what most people make full-time income. And this is just a couple hours a month. And this is just one example of a site with minimal work for a membership site. And it's recurring. Right. It's not like you sell $5,000 worth of e-books this month, and the next month it's like, oh, my God, now I have to sell $5,000 more.
And that's a great point. So I want to bring up the monthly totals. This is from the same site. So you can see very consistently the site has been making right around $5,000, $5,500 a month for quite a while. If we scroll down, it actually goes back for a couple of years. So this is a consistent recurring income for this particular site. Here is another site. Let me zoom in here for a second. The site's doing better. As you can see, they are up to $39,757 for the month so far. And just today, this $991, that is just their subscription fees that are processed today. So that means their recurring members for today only is $1,000. So they're on track to break $50,000 for this month, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, again, that's about $600,000 a year. And this is nothing compared to what you're going to show them in a minute. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, membership sites, I really do think they're the perfect business model. I mean, we can work from anywhere. Again, I told you, once I got my wireless net access, I worked from the pool, from the beach, from the country club, from the bookstore, from my car.
Okay, so what they did here is they established some authority, some proof, then they promised more proof, and now they're going to start to walk through the benefits of the business model. So I'm going to skip ahead some here. Okay, here we go.
For one is that recurring income that we mentioned. So for real quick analogy here, if you took, say, a site that was at $20 per month and they added one member a day at $20 per month, obviously they're going to make $600 the first month. And even factoring in an aggressive 20% dropout rate, so out of 30 people, 24 stay on the next month. Well, the month number two, they gain another 30 members, but they have 24 from the previous month, which works out to 1,080. Now, as you can see, it'll start to balloon up. It's basically compounding interest on here, and it can be a stall. It can really add up to some significant numbers, which I'll list out for you right here. And another huge benefit of a membership site is that it is a true asset. In other words, you can sell your site.
So they're basically, and again, I apologize for any of the noise artifacts that are in this video. They're in the original video. I can't do anything about that. But basically, as they walk through here, they're coming up on 6 minutes into this video. They've given some proof. They've established authority. They did a quick introduction. And they're basically walking through and hitting these bullet points, these high points, and moving through them pretty darn quickly. The recurring income, the saleable assets. And now they're going to go back and give more proof of even bigger success.
They're looking to buy them out. So we showed you some shots a few minutes ago. I want to take a look at some sites that are even doing better for themselves than the ones we looked at a few minutes ago. So let's take a look at that right now. If I can zoom in here for a second. Okay, here's a site that is doing $93,262 so far this month. So that's not too bad. They're on track to make probably around $120,000, $130,000 for the month. So they're
jump change.
Yeah, they're up over the million. Two-person operation, so it's not too bad at all. And let's look at their...
And again, no goods, no products to sell. It's all profit.
Right. It's your overhead is minimal at best. Hosting costs, basically. And so we can see their totals here. Again, we're in May, so this month here, 92, is still growing. But you can see they're very consistent, about 130, 135, 100, you know, it goes down, you know, the further back you go because they're still marketing the site. So the site is growing. I talked to the site owner just recently, and he's very happy that he's up 30% from last year. And last year he thought he was doing gangbusters, so he's very happy. And here's another very good site that's doing quite well for himself. So far this month, they're up to $208,000 in revenue. Okay, that's not bad. If you look at the fees process just today, just recurring members today is just under $14,000.
And let me just mention one thing. First of all, I know the people who own all of these sites that Tim has referenced, and none of them have to do with internet marketing. None of them. And these are sites you would never, and topics you would never think of making money with memberships. And they're doing this well. And again, it's nothing to do with internet marketing.
Right.
Okay, so now they go through and they show some pretty amazing proof. And so they've built it up. Now, you notice how we staggered it. So you started off with a site that was just making a few thousand dollars a month, then one's making 30, then one that was making 90, and now up to the $200,000 a month. And we structured it that way because it seemed like, you know, a lot. If we just came out with the $200,000 a month, people might have a hard time believing it, but this way we took them from even, you know, the modest several thousand dollars a month all the way up to these huge numbers. So I'm going to skip forward real quick and move through this. So basically they're just at this point just continuing to walk through the numbers and showing the numbers.
Yeah, and hopefully just by showing you guys some of these screenshots, we've given you just a little bit of a taste of what's to come, and the best is yet to come. And we have upcoming videos that are going to show you more of these exclusive footage from our $2,500 sold-out membership site bootcamp that we recently did in West Palm Beach. Tim and I had people fly in from all over the world to come to attend our event, and you guys are going to get some exclusive video footage of that. So if you want to keep these videos coming, if you want to see them for free, all we need you to do is opt in. Just enter your name and email below where it says Show Me the Videos button, and you'll be emailed the links, and you'll be able to watch each video as they are released. But again, they're only going to be for people who are on our list to view the video. So if you really want to see it and you want to see some more information about membership site bootcamps, we're going to give you some really good information, some good video clips coming up. Just enter in your information and press Show Me the Videos. So again, my name is Ryan Lee, and on behalf of Tink Herber, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you guys.
Okay, and then they wrapped it up. So basically it ended at the 9:55 mark with a strong call to opt in. So this was basically a reverse squeeze page where it had a headline, a video, and then an opt-in box below it. And it started, you know, we definitely punched it up a lot. We put on the intro, then we quickly got into proof, gave some more overall generic, you know, this is why membership sites are good, recurring income, you know, a saleable asset, yada, yada. Then we came back with more big time proof. And then we had the call to action, which was to opt in on the page. So it's really a very simple video, 10 minutes long. This was, if you look at the, if you look at, you know, here, this, the whole continuum between pure content and pitch. Well, this one probably felt fairly close to the pitch, but the pitch was for the opt-in. I mean, the content we gave was just proof showing that membership sites really do very, very well, and the reasons behind why they do well, and also why they make a good business. Okay, so now I want to quickly move through the second video we used. Now, you'll see this is a 14-minute video, so I'm not going to walk you through the entire thing. But basically, this time we moved quite a bit more towards pure content and really given some real content in this video as opposed to the first one, which is more pitch designed to get the opt-in. And this one was also designed to get the opt-in, but as you'll see, it was designed to create interaction and community and conversation. So let's get going here, and I'll be skipping through this one.
Hey everyone, this is Ryan Lee.
And this is Tim Kerber, and welcome back for our next video in our membership site video series. First of all, thanks all for all the great comments and questions left for us on the blog and via email. We plan on covering as many of those as possible. And just a reminder, do visit the blog. The link is below. So continue to leave us your comments and feedback. We look over every single comment that you leave us, so it's important for us to do so.
Now,
okay, so of course that is first a social proof that we're getting so many questions and so many comments on the blog. And also it's just reinforcing the conversation and the interactivity and how we want to hear from you. So just underlying that here. And also down below on this webpage, you can't see it here, but on the webpage down here, we had a link to the blog so they could go join the conversation or continue in the conversation there.
Now, this video today, we're going to cover pretty much three main points. Number one is we're going to share some really, really important breaking news in relation to membership sites. Number two is the top questions we've been receiving is how do I try and determine my topic, if it's going to make a good membership site, and we're going to cover that in detail today and give you lots of tips. And then we're going to give you a preview of what's to come in the next video.
And as Ryan mentioned, there is some late breaking news, so just to show how cutting edge we are. ClickBank recently announced that they are now accepting recurring billing, and this has huge implications for membership sites. For those unfamiliar with ClickBank, just a real brief overview, they're a leading provider of digital content, basically ebooks online. I know myself as well as Ryan, we both have many ClickBank products and we do quite well with them. The bigger implication is that there's over 100,000 affiliates already in place with ClickBank. So the bottom line with that is they are ready to put your product or your membership site in this case because they're now offering recurring billing. And this is very important because they're such a major player in the industry and they're acknowledging finally that recurring revenue is an excellent business model, and this is really going to impact membership sites in general. The big thing that I'm excited about is the fact that you instantly have an army of affiliates ready to promote your site. I'm sure Ryan can probably agree with this as well, but with my ebooks that I have already on ClickBank, I have people signing up as affiliates automatically. They come across my site by visiting ClickBank and they sign themselves up, and next thing I know.
So basically this is where we actually used some news that was out in the marketplace. This ClickBank, which is a major, major source of affiliates, all of a sudden started allowing recurring billing, and boy, that just sets up membership sites through ClickBank. So it's a natural that we come out swinging with that news just to show, to show people this business model works and this makes it that much easier. And so this was important news based around something very related to the product we were launching. So we naturally seized on that news.
I know I have people promoting my products through them, so it's really huge. And from the affiliate management end of things, they get paid automatically. Not only automatically, but it's very reliable, and the affiliates appreciate.
Okay, now here's an important piece right here. I'll go ahead and play it for you.
It is. I do love ClickBank and the fact that they have recurring billing. And as a matter of fact, Tim, you and I were both contacted by ClickBank months and months ago about this recurring billing, and we were asked to be testers in the system, and we're just excited because the biggest part...
So that's dropping a little authority piece, is that the fact that both Tim and Ryan were contacted ahead of time by ClickBank to test out this process. So this is big news in the marketplace, but both Tim and Ryan knew it was coming. So that is that's some extra authority right there. So now I'm going to just flip through here. I don't want to watch the whole thing with you and have you sit here through 14 minutes of it. And this is only the second of four videos. But basically, you can see they're hitting the low entry cost. They'll hit a bunch of triggers then they'll start to talk about finding your niche, your market, and they go through very specific research tools and how to find out whether you've got a good market. So here they're given real meat here in terms of exactly how to do it. So this falls on that big spectrum. This falls into the pure content spectrum as we get closer and closer in. You know, how to find your competition. And now they're going to talk about, you know, Ryan's businesses here and how he was able, even though it was a very competitive market, how he was able to pick out a niche that and do very well with it.
And we just touched on a few ways that you can research a topic, and we're going to go into more details in some of the upcoming videos for you as well.
I'm excited. That's right. In our next video, we're going to show you actual footage from our recent membership site bootcamp. And one of the topics we're going to cover is a huge one. It's content generation. And I'm going to share with you some of my top secret tips and tactics on how I run, you know, have enough content to run 50 membership sites. And it's important right now. Please take a moment to comment or ask us a question on the blog. The link is below, and you can visit anytime. It's Membership Site Bootcamp Blog. Again, that's Membership Site Bootcamp Blog. You know, your questions are helping us create these videos.
So in here, they're having a very strong call to action to leave comments and questions.
Because we're going off your questions, and that's how we're coming up with all this content. So please go on there and make your comments and ask your questions. And, you know, thank you so much for listening and watching this video. And we're going to give you some really killer tips coming up in our next one. So on behalf of Tim Kerber and myself, Ryan Lee, we will see you soon. Take care.
Okay, so that was the second video. And you can see how we went a lot more full-out content in that one. Okay, here we are into the third video now, and you can see we went big time with this one. It's a 19 minutes 22 seconds. So at this point, we're going all out, and this is a very content rich video. You know, the first one was designed to get the opt-in. Now here we go on, and of course,
and Tim and I, after talking for a while, have come up with what we think is a great analogy. It's like mowing your lawn.
Actually, what I'm going to do is see if you look at, you know, how they started off. They said, you know, we've got a question straight from the blog. So that's redoing the that basically, you know, that's just showing the interaction, the conversation, that they're engaged, that this it is a two-way conversation. So then look at the question and just flailing a little bit here, folks. Sorry about this. Question straight from the blog.
A local, you know, hardware. How to start up a membership site, and is it really complicated? And Tim and I, after talking for a while, have come up with what we think is a great analogy. It's like.
And I'll just tell you, I was the one that came up with this analogy. I can remember like it was yesterday, because a lot of people, one of their big objections was, this seems complicated and this seems hard to use and the software is so complicated. So I said, okay, guys, the answer is it's not complicated. Actually, the software is complicated, but it's no more complicated than a lawnmower. I mean, who among us could actually sit here and build a lawnmower from scratch? None of us. But just about any one of us could drive down to Walmart or drive down to Ace Hardware and buy a lawnmower and drive home and put gasoline in the lawnmower and cut your grass. So I told them to take this analogy and take that analogy that it under the hood it's complex, but you don't have to know how to build the software. You just have to know how to push a few buttons. Just like you don't have to know how to build a lawnmower. You just know how to stand behind it and walk behind it. So I gave him that analogy. Now, Ryan's delivery of the analogy isn't quite as good as the one I gave him, but it still served a purpose.
Mowing your lawn. If you want to mow your lawn and want to buy a lawnmower, you basically go to a Walmart or a local, you know, hardware store, and you buy a lawnmower and you mow your lawn. But that doesn't mean you necessarily know how a lawnmower works or you know how to build a lawnmower or every intricate detail, including every moving part. You just know you go, you buy the lawnmower, and you mow the lawn. And it's the same thing with even using a program like Microsoft Word. We all know how to use it. We know how to type and bold and highlight, but very, very few of us, probably none of us, can actually code Microsoft Word and actually build it. So it's the same thing with a membership site. Software has become so easy to use. It's literally plug and play. From when I started back in 98 with my first site, it was so hard. I had to hire programmers. It was very complex. Now it's really, really simple to run and manage your own site with all this great software that's really simple to use. And Tim's going to spend about 1 or 2 minutes now just explaining some of the software solutions that are out there.
Right, and there are some excellent solutions out there.
Okay, so basically what they did was they're defeating the objection of this is all really too complicated. And the answer, you know, the very truthful answer from them was it's not complicated at all. It's actually very, very simple, and you don't need to know what's going on underneath the hood. So let's skip ahead in this video. Tim basically goes through and talks about some various solutions, including his solution, but he made sure to highlight other solutions as well. And now they're going to give footage from their live event.
So how do you find ideas on what to write about? You know, let's say you've had your membership site for 6 months, and now you're like, all right, I talked about everything I know about selling, you know, marketing to people with janitorial services. One thing on your membership site, look at your forum. Always look at your forum. Tim gave you some resources as well for other forums. There's another great site called big-boards.com.
So now they're going into pure content, and there's some real proof here because part of their product is these DVDs from the live event, and they're showing you pieces of that, and they're showing you compelling pieces of it, and they're showing you big chunks of it. I mean, we go through, look at how much they're giving. We're up to 11 minutes. I mean, pretty much the whole entire video is pulled from the live event. Now, the beautiful thing about this is it establishes a lot of authority. It shows you know what you're talking about. It shows Ryan standing in front of a room of people that paid him $2,500 and lecturing. So there's a huge amount of authority there. There's a huge amount of proof there. In addition, he's able to create this video. I mean, that makes the creation of this pre-launch video pretty darn easy, because then they created that initial intro, that first 2 or 3 minutes where they answered that one objection, and then they're going to shoot, you know, create the exit, the end of the video. But then in the middle, they've got somewhere in the vicinity of, I don't know, 15 or 16 minutes that they didn't have to do any work to create that. Now, remember, like what I said, if it's scripted, it's going to be a lot more effective in getting someone to do exactly what you want them to do. But in this part of the launch, in the middle of the launch here, it's more about creating the story and creating the authority and creating the proof. And they did a great job here. And there's also great reciprocity that they actually gave like 15 minutes of really solid content from their event. So there's a lot of reciprocity there as well. So this is a great video they put out.
More experts. Again, they say their name, their area of expertise.
But also provide some excellent content. So the question at this point is, what do you want to see next on our upcoming videos? The way to let us know that is to go to the blog right now and leave you a comment or question for us. I can reveal a little bit. One of the next topics that we are considering doing is to show actual membership site topics and what some of those sites are specifically offering people to come on board and stay on as members of the site. We're going to try to cover a variety of them so that you can get ideas.
So right here, they're of course, they're selling the next video and keeping people engaged. But, you know, this is very much showing the interaction, telling them how much they want to hear from them and creating the conversation. So this is, there was a lot of building up of the conversation throughout this launch.
Information out there for people who want to do it for themselves. So whatever you do, don't stop watching, because we do have some very big things coming. Things I guarantee that you do not want to miss. So now, before you forget, head on over to the blog and post your comments or questions for Ryan and I. On behalf of my business partner, Ryan Lee, I am Tim Kerber, and we'll see you shortly in the next video.
Okay, so there you go. That was the third video. Now let's walk on real quick to the fourth video. Okay, so this next video is a short one. It's only 4 minutes long. This was actually released halfway through the launch. So it was a 1 week launch, and after it went live several days later, they came out with this video, and basically it showed some real world sites that are, you know, real world membership sites. It started off with the Wall Street Journal. So that's sort of like ultimate authority right there. Even though it's not your authority, you're showing that this really does work, that this, you know, that membership sites are very real, because the Wall Street Journal is this huge company and, you know, they're running a membership site. Then they go through even some very small niches, some sites that don't look so uber professional. And so just giving examples of various sites, scrapbooking, Dreams of Italy, dog grooming, talks about how working with niches can be good. And then it closes with a bit of a pitch. Basically, it's a scarcity message for the membership site program. Say in a few days, we'll either be raising the price or pulling it off the market. So this is just a quick short video that gets dropped in the middle of the launch to add just a little bit more content. Sort of in the middle of the launch, I mentioned this earlier, there's a lull day, like that second, third, fourth day before you get into the scarcity towards the end of the launch, then you can have a bit of a lull there where things slow down a little bit. So we came back and dropped a short video on them at that point. So that's a walkthrough using pre-launch videos. Now, let me show you just real quickly, since this video is getting really long, I just want to wrap up with the actual mechanics that we use to create these. So back to our mind map here in this scripted section. This is the steps we take, is we basically write the script, and then I'll edit and rewrite the script, and then you record the script. And this, as I mentioned earlier, can take several tries to record the script, just to make it sound natural and to get it right. But you don't have to record the thing straight through. You can record it a paragraph at a time, or a sentence at a time, or a couple hundred words at a time. And editing audio is very, very easy to do. I gave you some tools earlier to use for that. So you record the script, you edit your recording, then you do your screenshots. You basically put together a keynote or a PowerPoint presentation is typically what you'll use these for. So you put together a PowerPoint, you can put photos right in your PowerPoint, you can type up your text in the PowerPoint. And once you get the PowerPoint done, then you basically start the screen recording program, which would either be Camtasia in Windows, or on the Mac, it would be iShowU or ScreenFlow. So you start the recording and you're recording the PowerPoint or the keynote. And so, you know, you'll start the recording. Then once the recording started, then you'll hit the play button on your audio. So now you're playing back your audio and you can hear the audio, and your screen capture is recording the audio as well. And now you'll actually flip through the screenshots in your PowerPoint, and that puts it all together. And not to get too technical here, the other thing you can do is you can just play the audio and then start recording the screen of PowerPoint or the keynote. And then in your video editing software, you can marry up the audio with the video. So that's starting to get sort of complicated, but if you know how to use Sony Vegas or Premiere, or you can, I'm not sure if you can do that in iMovie or not, but if you're using like Sony Vegas or Adobe Premiere or any of the more powerful video programs, then you can actually record the video separately from the audio and sort of patch them together and have them all go together in your video. Otherwise, just what you do is you take your audio recording, you start playing your audio recording, and then you flip through the screenshots, flip through your PowerPoint presentation as you're recording the screen and the video. So there's so many different programs, so many different ways to do it. I don't want to get too complicated, but the key is you write your script first, then you record your script, you get the script edited, you get the audio edited down so you got yourself a good audio, and then you do your screenshots and you add it into your video. Because to sit there and to sit there and create your script and then read off your script and be able to read your script while you're manipulating through the slides is not that easy to do, especially if you wanted to sound like a professional presentation that moves along pretty quickly. So that's your general, your workflow for how to put together these pre-launch videos.